This is Cross Hope with Randy Snyder. Cross Hope is broadcast daily and shares 5 minutes of hope and encouragement from the Word of God. Our companion website is www.crosshope.org. Now, with today's uplifting message, here's Randy.
We lived in Atlanta. We drove to Tampa one time, and there was a major accident on I-75, I mean major, where the freeway was shut down for hours and hours because of some 18-wheelers involved in a tie-up on southbound 75. So the Georgia State Police routed us through the town of Tifton, Georgia. That's the only time I'd ever been to Tifton, the town of Tifton, Georgia, right off Interstate 75. Steve Shepherd ministered there in a Christian church for a number of years, and he writes an interesting thing about Tifton. The most interesting thing about Tifton is an abandoned Victorian house filled with thousands of bats. Tift County declared the once elegant house in the town's historic district off limits after a bat specialist said that perhaps there were 20,000 bats living in that house, apparently for good. Now the teenagers in Tifton call it the Bat House. People talk about the smell, which is an unholy mix of animals and decaying wood. Linda Turner, who's a retired nurse and neighbor, says, "You ain't smelled nothing until you come by that house on a hot day." I'd rather not do that, but that's what she said. And then Steve Shepherd says something interesting. It doesn't just happen with vacant houses. It also happens with vacant lives. If a man or woman doesn't fill their life with good stuff, the right stuff, sometimes the bad stuff and even evil stuff will move in and take over. And he asked this rhetorical question. What's going on in your house, the house you live in, the fleshly body that you live in? Who has moved in? What has moved in? What's taken over your residence and controlling your life? And that's a question that means different things to different people, but it means something to everybody. That statement means different things to different men, but it means something to every man that's here. It means different things to different women, but it means something to every woman in here. What's moved into your life? What's inhabiting your life that, get this, is coming against the Lord God Almighty, and you know it. In your spirit, you know it. What have you allowed to move into your life? There's something far worse than 20,000 bats moving into a Victorian house in Tifton, Georgia, when we let things, power, the desire for power and lust and all kinds of things, anger and bitterness, to come into our life and set up shop, and that's what's controlling our life. It's controlling our house. I mentioned it before, it's nothing new, but if you let bitterness into your life toward a husband or toward a wife, toward a child, toward a parent, toward a coworker, that bitterness doesn't start out as sin, but it'll eventually end up that way. Just give it enough time and it will take over, like the bats. You let anger come into your life and you're always steamed about something and you're always in a low-level rage and you're on slow burn, you're on simmer on the stove all the time. It doesn't start out as sin, but it always ends that way because the Bible says, in your anger, do not sin, meaning you cannot sin in anger, but then there comes a time when you are sinning. And as I mentioned recently, if you use anger to dominate people, you use anger to dictate to people, you use anger to control people, manipulate, that's sin. What is it that's moved into your life like the bats moved into the house in Tifton, Georgia? Expel them in the name of Christ. And I really mean that. In the name of Christ, get alone and say, "Lord, I expel this anger out of my life in his power, not my strength. I expel it in your power and your authority."
Our website is crosshope.org. That's one word, crosshope.org.
You've been listening to Cross Hope with Randy Snyder. For more information about this ministry or to re-listen to any message heard on this broadcast, go to our website at crosshope.org. Be sure to join us at this same time each weekday or listen at www.crosshope.org. Cross Hope is listener-supported and is produced by Cross Hope Ministries, Incorporated.